According to a survey from Bankrate.com, 39% of U.S. adults who are married in a civil partnership or living with a partner have kept a financial secret from their current partner. Here's Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney in Dallas. Jennifer, what's experience say?
Well, of course, I'm representing people who are getting a divorce. So the fact that they're having financial issues is a pretty common denominator among many of my clients. So, yes, we definitely see financial issues arising in many divorces.
All right. So that's an interesting point. So has financial infidelity been a cause of a divorce, or do you find that once things like start to go sideways, then say a partner decides to go secretive with finances?
You know, I really think it's a symptom of the marriage not working. You know, if we think ideally in a marriage situation, I think most of us are hopeful that we're going to be able to share common goals and dreams and work together with our partner to build a life, right? But that doesn't happen in so many cases for a variety of reasons. You know, we're not good at communicating our wants and our dreams. We're not good at talking about spending and money, and there's all these triggers around it. And so a lot of times people end up just not communicating, and that can result in, you know, spending without your spouse knowing about it and trying to hide those purchases, especially during the holidays. This is a time where, you know, a lot of money is being spent. So I think it's really symptomatic of a breakdown in the communication.
All right. Like what else is out there? Like a secret credit card, I guess. What else?
Yeah, certainly, you know, people kind of hiding cash, you know, they do that. You go to the grocery store and you take out some extra cash and you just keep stashing the cash. Doing the secret credit card and then spending, doing a lot of online purchasing, perhaps. Sometimes that can be a compulsive disorder. I've seen that.
We're speaking with Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney based in Dallas. You can find her at HargraveFamilyLaw.com. How about some stories that you've heard or that you've encountered here with something kind of, I don't know, secretive that's gone on with money?
I think it's not uncommon. I mean, one thing we see a lot is, you know, people overspending and thinking that they have assets. They go into the divorce expecting that there's going to be, you know, a brokerage account, savings accounts, and then come to find out the spouse has spent it all. So I've definitely seen situations like that. We've seen situations where there are multiple credit cards and there's a whole lot of debt that's been amassed during the marriage that was never discussed or talked about. And in those situations, we really need to look and see what were the credit cards being spent on. What was the debt incurred? Was it for medical expenses or was it for a trip with a, you know, extramarital relationship? So those are things that we look at, and we definitely see it's not uncommon in divorce.
Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney in Dallas, 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.